All right, and we're going to be looking at verses 12 through 16 this morning. Luke chapter 5, verses 12 through 16. All right, they say a picture is worth a thousand words. All right, and I got a picture I want to show you of our two-year-old, Karis. And if you can see what's in her hand at the bottom of the picture, there's a knife in her hand, all right? And so what happened was Amber was in the kitchen and she was cutting up some watermelon and she fed our kids some watermelon, all right? A few of them anyway. And she leaves the room and Karis, when she left the room, got done eating watermelon, she pulled a chair. You can't really see it in this picture, but she pulls a chair up to the counter, climbs the chair, grabs the knife, and begins to hit the container of watermelon with it, all right? My wife had already went into another room. I was in another room. I came in the kitchen. I saw her with the knife, and guess what I did? I pulled out my phone and began to video record it, all right? She's number six. I'm like, hey, sorry. First five, I would have ran, pulled the knife away from her, checked her, but I just began to film, all right? So Children's Church, all right, listen, Children's Church is in here today, all right? So we're going to have Children's Church in here. So if I start to dance, adults, and holler and scream, it's just to keep the kids' attention, okay? the kids will stay in here today, all right? So today in this text, I'm going to try to paint some pictures. I'm going to try to show you some pictures that are in this text. And in this text, we're going to see two men who are recognizable by what they're full of, okay? Two men, they're going to be full of something, and we'll see that in the text. We're also going to see a picture of what desperation and hopelessness looks like. We're going to see a picture of what sickness and sin looks like. We're going to see a picture of how we're to respond to sickness, to sin, how we're to respond to anything in life, okay? We're also going to see a picture of our Savior this morning. We're going to see a picture of salvation. We're going to see a picture on how we're to live after salvation. So we're going to look at a photo album this morning in this text, okay? So let's read together. And I don't know why I feel led to do this. I had it in my mind. First service, I didn't do it. I chickened out. Second service, I was over there thinking. The second song they sung, talking about up against the wall, overcoming. I had a rocky thought in my moment. Like that second song we was worshiping and how God just comes through. I thought about Rocky. And so that had nothing to do with what I was about to ask. Let's stand and read God's word. If you're physically able, let's just stand out of reverence, out of respect, and let's read this text. And I'll be reading from the English Standard Version. All right, Luke chapter 5, verse 12, and we'll read through 16. It says, while he was in one of the cities, and that's referring to Jesus, there came a man full of leprosy. And when he saw Jesus, he fell on his face and begged him, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, I will be clean. And immediately the leprosy left him, and he charged him to tell no one, but go show yourself to the priest, make an offering for your cleansing, as Moses commanded, for a proof to them. But now even more the report about him went abroad, and great crowds gathered to hear him and to be healed of their infirmities, but he would withdraw to desolate places and pray. All right, let's pray. Lord, speak to us. God, we need a fresh wind of your Holy Spirit to blow in this room, to speak into our minds and to our hearts. God, I pray that we would see you in this text. I would pray that, God, we would see the great news of the gospel. God, I pray, Lord, you would use your word this morning to change minds, to change hearts, to change families. God, we need you. God, we wasted our time this morning if you don't speak this morning. And so, Lord, we're just asking and we're begging you to speak and show us your truth and your word. And we pray and we ask all these things in your name. Amen. The first picture I want you to see is of the two men in this text. You have Jesus and you have the man with leprosy. The man with leprosy, it says he was full of leprosy. But if you look back at Luke chapter 4, very first verse, it says, "In Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit." So here's a man full of leprosy, and then Jesus full of the Holy Spirit. And what we are full of shows one thing, what we're filled with. Okay, this man was full of sickness because he had been filled. He had the disease of leprosy. Jesus was filled. He was full of the Holy Spirit. Tommy Lewis, 1954, played in the Cotton Bowl. He played for the University of Alabama. And they were playing against Rice. And in one of the plays for Rice, a guy, the ball carrier, got out in front of the Alabama team. And this guy was 20 yards in front of everybody. And he was sure to score a touchdown. But Tommy Lewis was on the bench, saw this taking place, came off the bench onto the field and tackled this Rice football player. All right? You can imagine he got in a lot of trouble. Some flags were thrown on this play. But I love what he said after the game. They asked him, "Tommy, why'd you do it?" And his answer was, "I guess I got too much Bama in me." And that was his answer. He was an Alabama boy, and he says, "I got too much Bama in me." And you know what? What we're filled with, what we're full of, will determine how we live. It will show, it will reveal our behavior. It will reveal our actions. All right? So here, we're going to see Jesus full of the Holy Spirit. We're going to see, because he's full of that, his actions. We're going to see, full of leprosy, how we are to respond when we're full of sin. This is how we're to respond to that. All right? So you can look back at Galatians 5. We're not going to turn there, but it shows the difference between someone who's full of the flesh, full of sin, versus full of the Holy Spirit. When we're walking in the Spirit and we're full of the Spirit, we're going to have the fruit of the Spirit, the love, the joy, the peace, the patience, the kindness, the goodness, the gentleness, the self-control, all right? We're going to have that stuff. And so we're going to see that. All right, so it says, while he was in one of the cities. Now Jesus, this story is found in Matthew chapter 8. It's also found in Mark chapter 1. All right, we learned in Matthew chapter 8, Jesus had just got finished preaching one of the greatest sermons that has ever been preached, and that's the Sermon on the Mount. So he just preached this sermon. He's coming off down this mountain into the region of Galilee. In the region of Galilee, historians say that there was over 240 towns and cities in this region, okay? And so we don't know which town or city he was in, but we do know he was in the region of Galilee. Now, this also tells us something important because he was in a city. People with leprosy were not supposed to go into the city. All right? Leprosy was a horrible, horrible disease.
When you got leprosy, when you got leprosy of this type, it changed your life forever. When you got this type of leprosy, it separated you from your family. Can you imagine waking up one morning and realizing you've got a rash on your arm or on your face? And at first, it's really subtle. At first, it's just a scaly rash. And you look at it, and you're like, oh, no. This is what I think. I hope this is not what I think it is. And so in that time, if you had a rash or something, you would go present yourself to the priest. The priest would examine you. The priest would realize, or they would be able to test to see if it was this type of leprosy. If it was this type of leprosy, you would be separated from your spouse, from your children, from your family, from your community, and you would be placed outside of your community while with other lepers, and you would be an outcast. You would be looked at as someone who was horrible, because people who had leprosy, they were looked at and thought it was a curse from God because of sin, okay? And so this leprosy became someone's identity. When you got leprosy, when you came into a city, or if you did come into a city, or wherever you went, if you were approaching someone, you had to holler, unclean, unclean. You also had to shave your head. You had to cover your mouth. You had to remain, if the wind was blowing, you had to remain 150 feet from someone. If the wind wasn't blowing, you could get within 6 feet of someone, all right? And I guess that's where they came up with the appropriate distance for COVID, 6 feet. They got it from the Bible, I guess. I don't know. And so leprosy was I can't even put words to it, so I'm going to show you some pictures of what leprosy looked like. So as you can see, it would start off and it would spread throughout your body. And this is a progression of leprosy. This is like the end result of what it would look like. All right, let's go to the next picture. So another known name for leprosy was Lyme's disease. All right, and the reason they would call it Lyme's disease was because, as you can see, it would make your face, it would appear to kind of look like a lion. Okay? All right, next picture. All right, next picture. And so leprosy would also, it would grow to be these spongy-like tumors. And these tumors would also give off a horrible odor. And one reason you would have a horrible odor was because you couldn't bathe. It was very painful to touch, and you couldn't bathe, and it was just horrible, very painful. All right, keep going. Eventually, the disease of leprosy, it would become numb. As it spread and as it intensified, it would kill your nervous system. It would get into your mucous membrane. It would just kill your nerves, and you wouldn't be able to feel anything. For a long time, they thought leprosy would destroy your bones, and people with leprosy, it would make their limbs fall off. But that's not true. We know, because of medical science, that the reason people's fingers and toes and limbs would eventually fall off was because of the disease, they wouldn't feel anything, and so they would hit their arm on a brick wall or something, and the disease would set in. Or one story I read, a doctor said that someone with leprosy dropped their hot baked potato in the fire, and they reached down in the fire and grabbed it and didn't even feel it. And so that would burn their flesh. They just wouldn't feel anything, and they were injuring themselves and did not even realize it. Okay? All right, next picture. And that's just a picture, man. When they walked, wherever this man was, he was outside the city. So for him to walk to Jesus showed that he was desperate to get to him. All right, one last one. And there's a picture too. So you can kind of imagine. Now, the reason I wanted to show these pictures, all right, you can take those off. And I know that probably you're like, man, this is horrible. I wish he wouldn't have showed these pictures. But God uses leprosy in the Bible as an illustration of our sin. So if you thought that was disgusting to look at your sin. God uses leprosy, again, as an illustration to show how sin spreads, just like leprosy spreads in the body. How it smells, the odor that it gives. How it looks horrible. No one wants to look upon it. How it makes us numb. It desensitizes us to reality. We destroy our lives. We get to a point where sin is destroying our lives and we don't even realize it. And that's what sin does, and that's why God gave us the great illustration of this physical disease to show us sin in our life and how to get rid of it. And we see that there's a clear picture of how we get rid of it in our lives. So he was in the city. There came a man full of leprosy. And when he saw Jesus, he made it to Jesus somehow. I don't know if he was hollering unclean. I don't know if he had rocks. Historians said rabbis would carry rocks in their pocket. And again, this disease was very feared because it was so contagious in the first century. All right? So if you saw someone with leprosy, you wouldn't run in up to them because you were like, I don't want. I mean, y'all just saw no one would want that. You were going to run the other way. And rabbis, if they saw someone with leprosy and they were getting too close, historians said they would throw rocks at them to make sure they did not get close to them. All right? If a leper sneezed, everybody took off running, okay? They did not want this disease. But somehow, he made his way to Jesus in the city. And Old Testament law also said if you broke quarantine and with leprosy, you were to be stoned to death. So he was a walking dead person, and now he's putting a target on his back, knowing that he was breaking the Old Testament law, realizing and also knowing I could get stoned to death. But at this point in his life, probably being stoned to death versus continuing to live was probably a better option with what he was going through. And he was willing to take that risk to get to Jesus. And so he got to Jesus. And look at the picture. Look at this, y'all. He fell on his face. Now, y'all just saw pictures of what people with leprosy, their face looked like and how painful it could be. But he fell on his face. And what that shows is, man, he came to Jesus to worship him. He came to Jesus to show Jesus his worth. He realized that Jesus was the only person that could heal him. He was hopeless and helpless, and he realized that Jesus had the power to heal a leper. And he was willing to do whatever it took to get to Jesus. And then it says this, he begged him. He begged him. Adrian Rogers once said this about preaching the gospel. He said, I'm just a beggar telling other beggars where to find the bread. And this is a beautiful picture of us begging. Whatever we're going through in life, if we got sin or some kind of sickness, we're running to the only one that has a solution to our problem. If you got a tire problem, where are you going to go? Piedmont Tire. All right? If you just killed a deer and you wanted some deer meat processed and wanted to mount that thing on the wall, where are you going to go? Candler Taxidermy and Deer Processing. If you got a septic tank problem, like we did a few weeks ago here at the Family Life Center, who you going to call? Prime Septic. If y'all have a business, y'all want to advertise, just tell me, and I'll advertise. For the right price. Hey, thank y'all for your advertisement money. I appreciate it. This man had leprosy, so he ran to the right source for the healing. He knew it could only be Jesus Christ. So he begged. And this is what he said. Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. See, this man knew that Jesus could do it. This man knew that Jesus had the power. There was no doubt in that. But what this man was asking, will he do it? See, never doubt Jesus' power. What we have to kind of figure out, is it his will? Now, I will say this. Spiritually speaking, it's his will. It's his desire to save everyone. God's not willing that none should perish, but all come to repentance. And when you come like this leper came, bowing down, poor in spirit, begging, you will be saved. When you see your condition as this leper seen his condition, our sin condition, and we realize there's nothing we can do about it on our own. We can't come to church enough. We can't memorize God's word enough. We can't give enough money. And we come empty-handed to God and say, God, you've got to do this. You've got to save me. That's the way God wants us to come. And so it says, if you will. Now, this is what this man was saying. I'm going to worship you if you heal me or not. He didn't come to Jesus saying, if you heal me, I'll worship you. No, he showed, I'm going to worship you whether you heal me or not. If you heal me, you can do it. The question is, will you do it? I think this is a good way to approach whenever we have physical ailments. We've got to approach it this way. All right? Here's another reason we approach it this way. I think about the thorn in the flesh that Paul had. Paul never doubted God could deliver that thorn. But he always said, if it's your will. But God left it there so that his power could be seen in Paul's weakness, whatever that thorn was. Can God deliver you from anything? He can, but he might not. He might not, and it's because he wants people to see your strength displayed in your weakness, his strength displayed in your weakness. Does that make sense? But we pray and ask for it. We pray and ask for it. And Jesus stretched, I love this part, and Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him. And the reason I love this part, one, when I think about his hand being stretched out, I can't think about the word stretched out without thinking about the cross. Jesus' arm stretched out on the cross and what took place on the cross. The other reason I love this statement was he stretched out and he touched him. Now, if you do some studying in Greek, this word touch wasn't like a quick little, I don't want to get it, what you got. In the Greek, that word touch means cling to. Now, think about this. When you got leprosy, no one could touch you. So this man who was full of leprosy, this could have been year 7, 8, 9. Some accounts, some studies I read, people could live up to 20 years like that. The average is about 9 years. So this man had leprosy. He was full of it. So he had been miserable for a very long time. He had been without being touched for a very long time. And so now, Whatever this man, he was knelt down, he was begging. Maybe in the back of his mind, he was thinking, I could be stoned right now. I could be, Jesus has the right to say, no, I don't want to heal you. He didn't know what was about to come. But then he felt a touch. He felt an embrace from Jesus. Now, Old Testament, they believed if you touched a leper, you became a leper. You were looked at as ceremonial unclean. But when Jesus touched this person, he didn't become ceremonial unclean. This man became clean. The power, the purity, the righteousness, the holiness that was inside of Jesus went inside this man. Okay? Listen to this. So he stretched out his hand, he touched him, saying, I will. Then he says this, be clean. Be clean. All right, this is what happens in salvation. When Jesus touches us and he saves us, we go from unclean to clean. We go from dead. Think about it. This man was a walking dead person. He immediately got healed. He went from being dead to alive. That's a picture of us spiritually. We go from a sinner to a saint. Our address changes from hell to heaven immediately. We are given the righteousness of Christ immediately. When God sees us, the second we get saved, it's no longer rusty, the filthy sinner. It is Rusty, the pure, righteous child of the King. Is there anything righteous about me? No. All right? Only Christ in me. Clean. Did I clean myself? No. It had to be Jesus. So he says, I will be clean. And immediately, leprosy left him. And this is what this bothered me, this next part, and this is why I began to study this text. What I'm about to read next, it confused me and it bothered me. And I promise you this, when you're reading your Bible, you'll come across stuff like this that will confuse you when you read it, and it might even bother you, okay? And it did both of these things, because I'm like, man, come on, Jesus, this guy just got healed by leprosy. Of course he's going to go tell everybody. I mean, they're not going to believe it. Of course he's going to run home to his wife and his children. Don't you want us to tell everybody? Yes and yes. All right, I'm going to explain. And immediately leprosy left him, and he charged him to tell no one, but go show yourself to the priest and make an offering for your cleansing, as Moses commanded, for your proof to them. So this man got healed. Jesus tells him to go tell no one, but run to the priest. Give your offerings. Make your sacrifices. Show the priest that you've been completely healed. Why? Because Moses commanded. Moses was the Old Testament. So this Jesus was telling this man, giving him a direct command to obey his word. All right? Why? Because the Bible said so. There's things in Scripture we might not like. There's things in Scripture, you know, we might disagree with, but we're still to obey it. We might not understand it. We're still to obey it. We may, you know, our feelings may say, well, I know the Bible says this, but I feel like I should do it this way. No, we should obey God's word, all right? And I see, y'all, I would have been that leper. I would have done that, okay? I would have ran off and told people. I think we can all see ourselves. But I think it's important to see, okay, I see myself, but that doesn't mean it's right. That doesn't mean it's okay, all right? And we need
to fully obey God's word. And the reason why the priest would, one, God's word says to do it this way. Two, the priest would know that the Messiah had came. See, there was belief that only God could heal a leper, and that was true. When you read the Bible, if leprosy was healed, this type of leprosy of this extent, it was of God. So if the priest would have saw how this man had been healed, they would know, okay, the Messiah is here. This man's got some street credit to him. And that testimony would have spread, okay? Now, that's a picture of salvation. This is also a picture of life after salvation. We're to obey God's word, all right? When we don't obey God's word, we're going to see what it does, okay? All right, read with me, verse 15. But now, even more, the report about him went abroad. Great crowds gathered to hear him to be healed of their infirmities, okay? In Mark, in Mark 1:45, it says this. He went out. This is what the leper did. He went out. He began to talk freely, and God told him to tell no one. And he spread the news. And you're sitting there thinking probably how I thought, aren't we supposed to spread the news? Yes, we are. All right? But in this case, no, he wasn't. So that Jesus, listen to this, he spread the news, and now Jesus could no longer openly enter a town. This man's disobedience closed doors of Jesus' ministry. He was no longer Galilee. The region of Galilee had over 240 cities and towns that Jesus had wanted to go into. But because of his disobedience, he was no longer allowed or able to go in there. And so, you know what that tells me? Our disobedience, our sin, can close doors of ministry opportunities. Our sin can close doors where Jesus can no longer work. And that's why we need to take our sin serious. So Jesus could no longer openly enter a town. But look at the substitution. But was out in a desolate place, and people were coming to him from everywhere. So this man, full of leprosy, y'all check this out. This is amazing. He lived in a desolate place. He came to Jesus. He was touched and cleansed by Jesus. Now he no longer lived in a desolate place. He was able to live in a city, in a town with his family and friends. Jesus took his place and went into the desolate places. Do y'all see the gospel in that? And this is where the gospel is. This is where the good news. God takes our sin, our shame, our sorrow at the cross, and he gives us his righteousness and his holiness and his goodness. And there's the great exchange. When he touched the leper, it was believed that he became a leper, but he didn't. All right, but that's a picture of the cross. He came and he touched him. He touches us in our sin. And so, here's our invitation. Jesus and the leper have traded places. And this is what Jesus does. Jesus takes our sin, our sickness, and that's why he came. This leper realized these three things. He needed to be changed. So if you're here this morning and you feel like the Holy Spirit is showing you something that you need to change, and you know you need to change, you're in good company, because that's the leper. He realized he needed to be changed. All right?
This may separate you and the leper. The leper wanted to be changed. And here's the great thing about God. He doesn't force himself on us. We are free to choose. This morning you may realize you need to be changed, but do you want to change? You may be here this morning, you may love your sin, and that's your choice. And we're free to choose that, but we're not free to choose our consequences. This man, he wanted to be changed. He needed to be changed. And because of that, guess what? He was changed. And if that's you this morning, I want to encourage you to run to Jesus. Come just like this leper, kneeling, bowing, worshiping. And I promise you, Jesus will touch you where you're at. You may feel like you're untouchable because of your sin. You may feel that way, but Jesus will touch you. Nobody else might not. But Jesus will. I promise you that. We see that in his word. Now, what makes us different than this leper? Jesus wants us to go and tell everybody. We've been commanded that. We've been commanded. We've been given the great commission to go tell everybody of this testimony of how Jesus has forgiven us of our sin, how he has saved us, and how he's delivered us from everything. And he wants us to do that. So if you're here this morning, I want to encourage you to come. Preacher Stan will be down here. He would love an opportunity to pray with you. And so if you feel led, I'd like for you to come. Thank you.